Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. U.S. Navy says it shot down or destroyed an Iranian drone. We've got the story.
Two new vaccines required for students in the coming school year. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday was the second day in a row in Wichita at 100 degrees or higher. Will we do it for a third day? Our complete forecast is coming up.
President Trump announces the U.S. Navy destroyed that Iranian drone in a defensive action Thursday. Fox's David Spunk with details.
There are roughly 2,000 U.S. Marines on the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz, and President Trump made it clear their safety was compromised after an Iranian drone came too close to that ship. President Trump says U.S. forces downed the drone after repeatedly warning Iranians to back off. A Pentagon spokesman tells Fox News this happened at 10 a.m. local time, and the unmanned drone was about 1,000 yards away from the ship. The president made the surprise announcement about this before an event with the prime minister of the Netherlands.
The drone was destroyed using electronic jamming, according to a U.S. defense official.
Governor Laura Kelly was in Russell yesterday celebrating the opening of a hemp-based business that could bring up to 900 jobs to the area in north-central Kansas.
Mechanized Concepts, a company from Utah, is an engineering firm that builds mechanical concepts to fill business needs. In Russell, that focus will be on hemp, selling specialized hemp harvest equipment and offer expertise in hemp seeds and marketing. Governor Kelly says that, after much debate, lawmakers passed a hemp bill to allow a pilot program. Now, Kansas farmers will have another option for making money. Governor Kelly said that Kansas lawmakers are conservative and want to make sure they've got all the information before they jump out and vote for something. The company already has employees in Russell. They hope to hire up to 900 within a few years. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
This week, a mother of four was shot to death in Wichita, allegedly by her boyfriend. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
Of our serious assaults, about 47% of our serious assaults involve domestic violence. And very concerning numbers. Our third most responded to call in the city is domestic violence. And it's something as a community we need to focus more on, make sure it has resources and that we support victims that are in those situations.
Chief Ramsey, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Two new vaccines will be required for school-age children in Kansas for the upcoming school year for hepatitis A and for meningitis. Dr. Lee Norman is secretary for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Hepatitis A is a virus that infects the liver and along with it causes jaundice, which is yellowing of the skin. It causes abdominal pain, vomiting, fatigue, and fever. The vaccine is very safe, very well tolerated. Again, it's been around a very long time.
Students entering kindergarten and first grade for the upcoming school year now need two doses of the hepatitis A vaccine.
President Trump taps the son of a late Supreme Court justice to replace the embattled former labor secretary.
President Trump is offering Eugene Scalia, one of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's sons, a job as his labor secretary. The most recent secretary, Alexander Acosta, resigned last week over his involvement in what critics call a sweetheart plea deal over accused sex offender financier Jeffrey Epstein. Top Republicans reportedly pushed for Scalia, with Senator Tom Cotton saying he will, quote, be a champion for working Americans against red tape and burdensome regulation. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer argues Scalia's nomination puts corporate interests over workers. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Royals trying to beat the Sunshine and the White Sox yesterday in Kauffman Stadium. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
What's in the future for the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. What's in the future for the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita? Volunteers have been working on the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan. Jim Carrock is Visit Wichita Board Chair. He tells KNSS News it's time for more public input.
We've done some groundwork and certainly in the process of raising money as well for, of course, there have been several studies throughout the years, and now what we're doing is bringing all of those studies together and getting the input from the community, and finally we're going to have something in the next 6 months or so, 6 to 8 months, something that's actionable.
An open house is scheduled for Wednesday, July 31st at the Wichita Boathouse from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The public is invited to share ideas and opinions.
A man in Florida sentenced for posting bomb-making instructions online.
A naturalized U.S. citizen from Pakistan gets 20 years in a federal prison. The FBI says Tayyab Tahir Ismail of Pembroke Pines is an ISIS supporter who posted how-to instructions for making a bomb on extremist websites. Investigators also say those instructions were accurate. The FBI says Ismail is also an associate of another convicted would-be terrorist who was plotting to blow up a South Florida synagogue and Jewish school. Tom Graham, Fox News.
An Idaho school district will retire a school's Native American mascot after nearly a century.
Teton High School in Driggs, Idaho, claiming the controversial nickname the Redskins since 1929. After 90 years, the Teton School Board voting 4-1 in favor of dropping the mascot. The vote comes amid dueling student protests over the matter and years of two tribes urging reps to refrain from using the term, calling it offensive. The school board has yet to vote on a replacement name. High schools, colleges, and pro sports teams across the nation have long debated the use of names alluding to Native Americans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. It is Friday. That means Steve and Ted's Secret Sound. Got the secret sound for you right now. That's it, the secret sound. We're going to play that again at 7:20 and 7:40. Maybe give you a couple of clues. And if you think you know what it is, at 7:50, you give us a call, right? 869-1330. You could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. You want to play it again, Jed, real quick? You got time? All right. The secret sound. 7-Eleven, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
And in traffic today, we need everybody to remember that we've got something going on tonight out there in traffic. Part of I-235 in Wichita is closing this weekend. I-235 is going to close between North Meridian and the North Junction with I-135. They're demolishing the old Seneca Street Bridge over the highway there. They hope to have everything open by Monday, but that's closing this weekend, starting tonight.
So you're going to tear it down, or are going to put another one up, or do we know? They don't say, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Traffic from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Maybe they'll just put a nice four-way stop in there. Stop sign. That'll work. All right, let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Happy Friday, Steve. Been waiting all week to say that.
Have you? You're one of those guys who starts on Monday. They can't wait till Friday gets here, right?
Well, you know what? When you're expecting a broken record kind of forecast that I knew that we were going to have, you kind of look forward to Friday a little bit. But at the same time, you know, we just got to make sure that we do the same thing today. I might be hitting the pool. I might be under AC. Either way, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to make sure that I'm definitely cooler than the outside temperature. Because it's going to be another sweltering day out there. I haven't really seen a whole lot of people going for their morning run or their morning jog, even during the morning hours, just because it's – I'm sure you've noticed it's just been so humid out there. It actually felt like it was in the 80s just about all night here in Wichita. And now that the sun is coming up, you know, those temperatures only going to make that jump right back into the triple digits.
Well, we haven't had any reports of anybody falling, collapsing, or getting sick out there or anything like that I know of.
I'm sure it's
still
happened.
Yeah, same, you know what, same goes for me across almost the entire state, honestly, where between Wednesday, which is when everything really kind of got going, and especially yesterday, still haven't really gotten a whole lot of reports of anything. So that's definitely a good thing. And as the weather goes, we know that things have to end at some point. We've got an excessive heat warning in effect through Saturday, but because it's only in effect through tomorrow, that means things are bound to get cooler by the time we get into Sunday. So just got to keep packing that patience and staying hydrated out there. We are going to make that jump right back into the triple digits, though. High of 101. Still expecting those heat indices, though, once we factor in the humidity, up to 105 to 110. So that's what it's going to feel like. We are going to have a south wind at 15 to 25, just kind of enhancing that blast furnace, just bringing that hot, sticky, muggy air into Kansas. We are going to see sunny skies all day, though, and then a low of only 76 degrees tonight under mostly clear skies, south wind at 10 to 20. Those winds still going to be on the breezy side as they were late last night. That's why we're waking up to a warm start in the first place right now. Tomorrow during the day, back up to 100, south wind at 15 to 25. This should be our last day. Saturday is what I'm talking about now. For a while, when it comes to triple-digit high temperatures, we are going to get those mostly sunny skies as well, and then we'll see increasing clouds by the time we get into Saturday night with a very slim chance of a shower or storm, and then we could wake up to a few spotty showers, a few rumbles of thunder once we get into the early part of Sunday. But that's when our cool down will begin, getting all the way down to 89. And it is looking like those 80s continuing through much of the upcoming work week, all the way down to 82 by the time we get into Monday. So a lot of people going back to work with smiles on their faces just because of that more comfortable forecast. All right, right now, 78 degrees with fair skies, actually barely any clouds out there. A lot of sunshine already. South wind at 12 miles per hour. Heat index, though, of 80 degrees. So things only going up from here, Steve.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. And KNSS Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. Yes, they have air conditioning in there. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And on this Friday morning, we were talking about, it was on this date that President George H.W. Bush, we talked about this last hour, joined former Presidents Ronald Reagan, Gerald R. Ford, and Richard M. Nixon at ceremonies dedicating the Nixon Library and birthplace, since redesignated the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in Yorba Linda, California. And I was saying, was Carter there? Former President Carter? Mm-hmm. Apparently not. I did some searching.
I guess we were both remembering the funeral. He was at the funeral.
The Nixon funeral?
But he was not at the library dedication.
Yeah, it's just, we got Nixon. Well, you got all Republicans.
So it was all Republicans. It was, it was Reagan.
Okay.
It was Reagan and Bush and Nixon.
All right. Well, and that's, again, you've seen that library. You've been to the...
Yeah, I've been to Yorba Linda. It's very nice.
I want to see that one. I've been to the Bush Library in College Station. I don't think you have.
I've not.
That's HW.
Yeah,
that's,
I need that one. I need to get that on my list.
Of course, we've both been to Eisenhower in Abilene, which is always a treat.
Great.
I need to get back up there with my grandkids and do some Eisenhower education with them. And then there's Truman, which is a great one over there.
I've been to multiple times.
Yeah, I have too. In Independence, right there by near Kansas City, and you can tour the house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take that tour?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's very interesting.
It is, because you see this house that the former president was living in, and when I was there in the little. Right by the back door, there's a little alcove there.
Yeah.
And his cane was there.
Mm-hmm.
His hat was there.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, wow. And I think I was up there one time when Bess was still alive. Because they had a little one-car garage, and there was a Plymouth in there. And I think she was still alive and living there before they opened it up. So, wow.
She's a huge Royals fan, and they still have the scorecards. She would sit and watch the Royals on TV and keep score.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, with D-Day here this last month, looking at D-Day, Eisenhower was, you remember things about Ike and what kind of a general and a president was, and raised basically in Abilene with, what, four brothers? I bet those guys were a treat. I bet they were a handful. But anyway, there you go. So 1990, they dedicated the Nixon Library. All right. Glad we cleared that up, sort of. 7:17.
Yeah, Carter was invited, and he declined.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe he was a was he being a snoot, do you think?
Or I don't know. That's not Jimmy Carter's way.
Doesn't sound
I just
like
think
it.
He probably said, eh, this is a Republican affair and you I was the one that took over for Nixon, so I don't think he wanted himself to be the story that day. He wanted Nixon to be the
you
story.
You think about that because he was I will never lie to you and all that, the way he campaigned, after Watergate and all that. And Ford, of course.
He probably just didn't feel it was appropriate for him to be there. Right. He would have gone.
He wasn't there. They didn't invite me either. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And, hey, Royals right now, the hottest team in baseball.
No.
Just about.
Just about.
Well, they've only lost one since the All-Star break.
Yes. Royals are having a good week, and they were going for a big sweep yesterday afternoon in Kansas City against the White Sox. It didn't look good early. The Royals were down 3-0 to start, but boy, a 5-run inning turned that thing around, and the Royals would win the game 6-5. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
Royals win it 6-5. It didn't come easy. Kennedy had to strike out the final hitter, and he hit the outside corner and a called third strike on Reed. So the Royals have swept the White Sox in a four-game series for the first time since July of 1994. How about that? And really an excellent homestand. The Royals finish 6-1. That's one of the highlights so far of the season, this homestand.
It really is. It's the first time the Royals have won two straight series this year. But once again, Denny, it's starting pitching. I mean, the four starters the Royals sent out this series, Jacob Junis, Glenn Sparkman, Danny Duffy, and Brad Keller allowed 5 total earned runs in 28 and a third innings.
Well, you get starting pitching like that, plus the offense is doing well, too. During the homestand, the Royals averaging 7 runs a game and batting .330 as a team. Now the Royals have to take the act on the road. Royals are the worst road team in Major League Baseball. So see if they can take this good stuff on the road. They're visiting the red-hot Cleveland Indians. The Tribe has won 5 in a row. The Royals have won 4 in a row. Games in Cleveland tonight, tomorrow night, and noon on Sunday. And that's all. You can hear them all on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Grayson Genesta. He is in Double-A with the Atlanta Braves. Went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double, scored a run. In his last 9 games, he's batting .286. Former Shocker Grayson Genesta in Double-A with the Braves. We have racing this weekend at Kansas International Dragway. It's the Summer Nationals tonight and tomorrow. There's qualifying and a pit party tonight and more action on Saturday. Racing at 81 Speedway on Saturday night for regular season points racing. College men's basketball, Wichita State, will have a record number of home games coming up this season. 19 home games for the Shockers. 9 of those are conference games, and then there will also be 10 non-conference games. One of those will be downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The other 9 non-conference games will be at home on campus. 19 home games coming up for the Shockers this season. That will be a record for the program. And a happy birthday today to Bob Valicente, former KU football coach. 79 today. Coach of the Jayhawks in 86 and 87. Not very good.
No.
Finished 4-17-1 in those 2 seasons. Never won a conference game. 0-13-1 in the Big 8 Conference.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know, Coach Valicente didn't have much to work with.
Yeah.
And he only made it for 2 years there, but a longtime coach, many levels. Former Kansas Jayhawk coach Bob Valicente is 79 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
You know, I was thinking about we're going to have our minor league baseball team coming in next year. And I just did while I was preparing for the show today, so did a little search on the Wichita Braves. The first time I went to a baseball game was the Wichita Braves. They were a Triple-A team for the Milwaukee Braves.
Mm-hmm.
They were only here 3 years, Ted.
Wasn't very long.
56, 57, and 58. Well, Milwaukee, the parent club, was winning lots of games.
That's when they were one of the best teams in the baseball.
Looked at some of the guys who played here for the old Wichita Braves. They included Joey Jay, who became a pretty big star. Ed Charles, who played third for Kansas City, and then the Mets. And the other one was Bob Uecker.
Yep.
The Uke played here. The guy who's so funny in the movie there. What is it, Big League or Major League?
Major League.
And the great voice of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, still is.
So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. 7:22 now. It's time for the Secret Sound here on KNSS with Steve and Ted. We're going to play the Secret Sound for you right now, Jad. All right. Here's a hint. This is primarily a summer sound.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to play it again at 7:40. And we're going to give you another clue then. And if you at 7:50, if you think you know what it is, give us a call at 869-1330. And you could win a pair of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza, The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted.
All right.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Charles charges against the gang known as MS-13. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.